Hi, baby. Did you have a good day at work today? What's wrong? Does my sunshine need special cuddles on the couch? Come here, baby. I give you a nice big hug. I love you. I'm sure you did great today, sweetie. Do you want to talk about it? No? That's okay, cutie pie. You don't have to. Does this mean you want one of your special tingle sessions? Yeah? Does that sound nice? If it'll relax you, then I can only try my best. Just close your eyes for me. I love you. I haven't watched so many videos recently, but I'll try and mimic what I've seen. I know you did great today, or else you wouldn't be so tired, huh? 'Cause I know my baby works hard, and he's very thoughtful and considerate. Maybe sometimes you help a little too much, but well, that's 'cause you're so stubborn, aren't ya? But you know, I'm willing to do anything to help you out, cutie pie. Even if I don't quite understand what tingles are, I can always try. You're always nice to me, babe. Telling me how nice my voice is. But I think you're just saying that to soften me up. My little sweetheart. You just relax. It makes me curious though. It makes me want to theorize. Why does my little bambino like this ASMR so much? And these tingles you speak of, give them to me. You'll need to tell me your secret. Or is it something to do with how you grew up? Maybe your mom used to stroke your hair, and you'd get all nice and relaxed from it. Like that. Having my nails gently go over your scalp. And at the back of your neck. Your hair. And up through your hair. Just like that. All nice and slow for you. Because it would make sense if it relaxes you so much. Maybe it takes you back to a time where you didn't have as much stress or worries. can just be free of all burdens. Or maybe it's the personal attention aspect. I saw some videos try different sounds and different waves. Here, I have a washcloth. I didn't tidy you away yet. Why not I use a little bit on you? Then you can be pampered little prince. Here. Of course it is. It's my hand. Wrap around it. And it slowly goes one side to the other. If it's not to do with how you were raised, and it's not to do with having my undivided attention, then I wonder what it could be. Is it a more primal instinct for when we when we were monkeys and we loved to groom each other? Because if you groomed someone, it meant you wanted to increase your friendship and the bonds that you have. And I wonder, and that is where we get the benefits of friendship. Although back then friendship might have been at a bit more of a basic level, but it was for survival, right? You know, I'm not very smart, but if you were friends with someone, you'd offer them your food that you scavenged. Maybe it's something to do with that. I've heard my friends talking about getting their hair done, and it gives them a little tingle that goes right down their neck. And I wonder if that was because of our primitive days. Let me just reach over for this box. We can try some tabs. But I learned something recently today, and it was about doggies. Do you know why doggies like their bellies being rubbed so much? Because the hairs on their tummies link to their brains, and when it's activated, the doggy gets all the feel-good hormones right into their brain. Wouldn't that be easy? If we could release dopamine just like that? Or is it serotonin? Or maybe there's a few feel good once. I'm a little dumb when it comes to this stuff. The smart stuff is more for you. Doesn't mean I can't think of my little theory style. It's fun. So now that's three theories I've proposed to you. And if you're not asleep yet, do you think any of them are plausible? I'm not sure. Maybe it could be a mix. A mix of all three. Something happened. Like just sharing a nice wholesome moment. Like getting your hair brushed when you were younger. Or someone drawing on your back. And then, as you became an adult and you got more stressed, you just wanted to go back. Because deep down, our childhood divides us, whether we want to admit it or not, or have moments we'd rather forget. We might. Maybe that's why they're doing so many releases recently. Cause we're all just trying to chase our childhood. You know, with the remastered games. Ooh, they're remastering Mass Effect, by the way. I just thought you should know in case you wanted as a birthday present or something. Maybe I could write the shopping list. It's a little goofy, but I have seen people, you know, putting pen to paper, and it might surprisingly trigger you or not. You'll need to tell me how I'm doing at the end of the session. That's if you don't fall asleep first. If my baby needs cheering up, I'll have to get you your favorite treat. I'm not gonna tell you what it is. And then cook your favorite dinner. Or, well, attempt to cook your favorite dinner. I think I'm getting better, but you know it takes practice. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ooh, we could get you some soda. As bad as the sugar in the soda really is, it's a treat. And there's nothing wrong with having a little treat once in a while. Don't you agree? It's my baby. I swear, I'm a terrible, terrible influence on you sometimes. What else? Maybe we could have a little shower together later. And I can wash your hair for you. Just run my fingers through your hair. I'll get some coconut scented shower gel just for my bambino. That, and I really like when you smell like coconut. I don't know why the fragrance is so good. It's just my favorite. So obviously you have to smell like coconuts all the time. I think so what I'll do is once you go down for your little nap, I'll go out to the store and buy your favorite treat. Then buy your favorite dinner ingredients. And by the time my little cutie pie wakes up, hopefully you'll be smelling dinner. What else can I do for my baby? Give you some up close personal attention. Make me a deal then. I'm gonna put Vaseline on my lips, and you need to get your lips moist too. Do you understand? Baby, kiss me. I love you, cutie pie. I'd be lost without you. I'm not sure what else.